Igor," said Vimes, wondering not for the first time why anyone with stitches all around his head needed to tell anyone who he was. The Igor employed by the Watch as forensic specialist and medical aid was quite young, insofar as you could tell with an Igor, since useful limbs and other organs were passed on among Igors as others might hand on a pocket watch, and very modern in his thinking. He had a DA haircut with extended quiff, wore crepe soles, and sometimes forgot to lisp.
"I would just like to say, sir, that I could have got young Strong in the Arm back on his feet, sir," said Igor, a shade reproachfully.
Vimes sighed. Igor's face was full of concern, tinged with disappointment. He had been prevented from plying his craft. He was naturally disappointed.
"We've been through this, Igor. It's not like sewing a leg back on, and dwarfs are dead set against that sort of thing."
"There's nothing supernatural about it, sir. I'm a man of natural philosophy." "And he was still warm when they brought him in."
"Those are the rules, Igor. Thanks all the same. We know your heart is in the right place."
"They are in the right places, sir," said Igor reproachfully.
"That's what I meant," Vimes said, without missing a beat, just as Igor never did.
"Oh, very well, sir," said Igor, giving up. He paused and then said, "How is her ladyship, sir?"
Vimes had been expecting this.
It was a terrible thing for a mind to do, but his had already presented him with the idea of Igor and Sybil in the same sentence. Not that he disliked Igor, quite the reverse. There were watchmen walking around the streets right now who wouldn't have legs if it wasn't for Igor's genius with a needle, but...
"Fine, she's fine," he said abruptly.
"Only I heard that Mrs. Content was a bit what..."
"Igor, there are some areas where..." "Look, do you know anything about women and babies?"
"Not in so many words, sir, but I find that once I've got someone on the slab and had a good, you know, rummage around, I can sort most things."
Vimes's imagination actually shut down at this point.
"Thank you, Igor," he managed, without his voice trembling, "but Mrs. Content is a very experienced midwife."
"Just as you say, sir," said Igor, but doubt rode on the words.
"And now I've got to go," said Vimes. "It's going to be a long day."
He ran down the stairs, tossed the letter to Sergeant Colon, nodded to Carrot, and set off at a fast walk for the palace. After the door had shut, one of the watchmen looked up from the desk where he'd been wrestling with a report and the effort of writing down, as policemen do, what ought to have happened.
"Sarge?"
"Yes, Corporal Ping?"
"Why are some of you wearing purple flowers, Sarge?"
There was a subtle change in the atmosphere, a suction of sound caused by many pairs of ears listening intently. All the officers in the room had stopped writing.
"I mean, I saw you and Reg and Nobby wearing them this time last year, and I wondered if we were all supposed to,"
Ping faltered. Sergeant Colon's normally amiable eyes had narrowed, and the message they were sending was, "You're on thin ice, lad, and it's starting to creak."
"I mean, my landlady's got a garden and I could easily go and cut her,"
Ping went on, in an uncharacteristic attempt at suicide.
"You'd wear the lilac today, would you?"
said Colon quietly.
"I just meant that if you wanted me to, I could go and..."
"Were you there?"
said Colon, getting to his feet so fast that his chair fell over.
"Steady, Fred,"
murmured Nobby.
"I didn't mean..." Ping began. "I mean, was I where, Sarge?"
Colon leaned on the desk, bringing his round, red face an inch away from Ping's nose.
"If you don't know where there was, you weren't there,"
he said, in the same quiet voice. He stood up straight again.
"Now, me and Nobby has got a job to do," he said. "At ease, Ping. We are going out."
This was not being a good day for Corporal Ping.
"Yes,"
said Colon.
Standing orders, Sarge. You're the ranking officer, you see, and I'm orderly officer for the day. I wouldn't ask otherwise, but if you're going out, Sarge, you've got to tell me where you're going, just in case anyone has to contact you, see. I've got to write it down in the book, in pen and everything," he added.
"You know what day it is, Ping," said Colon.
25th of May, Sarge."
"And you know what that means, Ping?"
It means," said Nobby, "that anyone important enough to ask where..."